AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republicans are blasting Hillary Clinton as an untrustworthy Washington insider as she arrives in Iowa, home of the nation's first presidential caucuses.
I'm running for president.
The announcement came in a video yesterday. Julie Stouch appeared in that video. She's a registered Democrat in Iowa.
Income disparity is a huge problem in this country, and I'm thrilled Hillary's running because she's got a track record of getting things done.
Our Jerry Bodlander on how Clinton plans to make her case in Iowa.
The Clinton campaign's plan to focus on personal interactions with voters is underscored by the first two events her campaign announced in Iowa. One is at a community college, another at a fruit distribution company. Both are in communities of less than 10,000 people. The campaign says her first major speech detailing her rationale for running won't come for another month.
Republicans are linking Hillary Clinton to President Obama's policies and say the nation needs change. Later today, Republican Senator Marco Rubio will announce that he's running for president. New Gallup survey finds that nearly 90% of adults have health insurance compared to just over 80% in 2013. The future of the president's health care law is still up in the air, though, and will turn on factors including an upcoming Supreme Court decision. Another new study finds that more airline flights are late and more bags are getting lost. Here's our Carlotta Bradley.
As for percentage of flights arriving on time, the best Hawaiian Airlines, the worst Envoy Air, which runs most American Eagle flights. The rate of lost, stolen, or delayed bags, the best Virgin America, the worst Envoy. Consumer complaints to the government, the best Alaska Airlines, the worst Frontier.
Jodi Arias, convicted of killing her boyfriend in Arizona, returns to court today to hear a judge formally sentence her to life. This is AP Radio News. He's one of the youngest winners ever at the Masters, Jordan Spieth. Our Jim Militello is in Augusta.
The 21-year-old was unflappable in closing things out with a 2-under-70 for a Masters record-tying 18-under total. That equals Tiger Woods' record from 1997. Starting the day with a 5-shot lead, Spieth was never pressured in earning his first major title in just his second Masters. He's the fourth to win the Masters in his second try. It took Woods 3. Justin Rose shot a 2-under-70, giving him a 14-under total that would have been good enough to win all but 5 previous Masters. Three-time champ Phil Mickelson shot a 69 to finish tied with Rose for second. Jim Militello, Augusta.
New York is questioning whether 13 retailers require workers remain on call for short notice shifts and pay for less than 4 hours when employees report for work. That's not legal in the state of New York. Among the retailers, Abercrombie & Fitch, J. Crew, and Burlington Coat Factory. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.